Congregation, we have heard from the psalmist that he could say, but thou, Lord, art the same. But thou, O Lord, remainest. The Lord remains the same. His years will have no end. The Lord is unchangeable, immutable. He is the same. In congregation, we live in a world that believes and lives out and let us know nothing is permanent except change. Nothing will last forever. And we live in a world, and we observe that on all levels, that we live in a world of constant flux. On a global level, countries changes because of war and regime and government changes. We hear about climate change. On society level, in our nation, laws are changing. What was impossible to think 25, 30 years ago that would be allowed is now permitted. Laws are changed. On a personal level, when we become older, our bodies decay, or as the psalmist, as we have read, Psalm 102, my days, not years, my days are like a shadow that declines, and I'm withered like grass. And sometimes as a people, we change our mind at times. We are changeable. And changes happen in our life. But God is unchangeable. But thou, O Lord, art the same. And in Christ, the apostle writes in the Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But what does that mean for you and me? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Young people, is that something that you oppose, that you feel uncomfortable with? If all that happened in life is because of God's unchangeable and unchanging will, what is then left of our human freedom? Maybe you think, are we then like puppets bound with invisible wires from above? Or is God's unchangeableness a comfort for you? A reason to rely? It's a gracious trust in God, who is the same. To rest upon Him in the midst of adversity, in the midst of maybe disappointments, maybe in the midst of discouragement, of grief and pain of our lives. This comfort, but thou, O Lord, remains the same. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And therefore, with the help of the Lord, I want to meditate then upon one of God's attributes, His immutability. An attribute that is a quality who God is and remains and who forever remains, who he is. Not only to see this morning from Scripture what this means, this attribute, or to study it as an abstract doctrine, but to see, as we see here in Psalm 102 and Hebrews 1, what it means for us by grace, personally, what it means, but thou, O Lord, remainest the same. And therefore, three main thoughts this morning in light of Psalm 102 in Hebrews 1 concerning God's unchangeableness. In the first place, who we are. In the second place, what we need. And in the third place, how we can receive what we need. This who we are, what we need, and how we can receive what we need, so that we may live and that we may die and can die with that only comfort, that one thing necessary, Christ and Him alone. In the first place then, who we are. Congregation, in the first verses of Psalm 102, the Lord shows us, the psalmist has let us know that the psalmist is afflicted. The psalmist is overwhelmed, he is troubled, he is distressed. Because, and that is his crying out to the Lord, we have read it, a call for help, why he pours out his complaint before the Lord. Because in verse 3 we read, for my days are consumed like smoke. And verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth. He realizes, this psalmist, his life goes by, slips away, is fleeting. And congregation, get to the point, this is who we are. Our life, ultimately, vanishes away like a smoke, witheth away like grass, passes away like an evening shadow. This is who we are. And young people, maybe this is not how you look right now at life. Maybe you have many plans, maybe dreams, and dreams about study and work, or dreams of someone who with whom you want to go through life. And then suddenly, shaken out of your dream, you hear from the pulpit, from God's word, of one, the psalmist, who says, my days vanish like a smoke, passes away like a shadow. My life ultimately withers away like grass. For the psalmist, this is such a gripping reality and such an absorbing thought that he forgets to eat, verse 4. That he loses weight, verse 5. I'm reduced to skin and bones, bones that cleave to my skin, verse 5. That he lays awake, verse 7, I watch sleepless nights. And then he eats, verse 9, for I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. with tears. The distressing thought for the psalmist, the reality in his life, that his life passes, vanishes and withers away. And it seems that the psalmist cannot escape this. This gripping reality in his life, that he forgets to eat, loses weight, and lies awake at night. Now, modern psychology would diagnose this psalmist as clinical depressive. But for the psalmist, this is a reality that one day his life on earth is over. Is it a gripping reality for you? For you? Maybe in the busyness of our lives, maybe in this time of vacation, this summertime, do you really think about your life? Like the psalmist did. He took the time. He realized it. And for sure, there can be times in life that it seems that the rug is pulled from under you. That you lose ground under your feet. The unsteadiness of life, maybe the instability or the unexpected changes in your life. That you see your life as a fleeting moment. Maybe personally that relationships changes and authority structures alter, or maybe even as families we realize at times that in the past mom and dad were sitting with the children around the table, breakfast in the morning, supper in the evening, and there was a conversation. And now, those rare moments that you sit as an entire family around the table, and if so, the social media continues, even at the table, if it is not restricted. Changes in the church. In the past, full churches. Yes, also this building was full. And now? Changes. Maybe for our children, the summers seem to be endless. Maybe as parents we still remember that those summers were endless. But when you become older, even the summer quickly passes by and seems so short. Same number of weeks, but you experience the changes. It passes by like smoke. It vanishes. This is the experience of the psalmist when he look at his life. His years, they are like days. And his days vanishes like a smoke, passes away like a shadow. Verse 24 says, my days are even shortened, cut short. And even then he has to say in verse 25, do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Years, days, in the midst of my days. And it vanishes away. It's echoed in Psalm 103. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so it flourishes. For the wind passes over and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Have you ever noticed? Maybe a famous person in times past, renowned in the time when he lived or she lived. And now? The place thereof no more. And so it will be with you. With you. With you. And me. Our place no more. Psalm 39, a test of it. My days are an handbreadth. Mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Pause for a moment. Pause for a moment this morning. And see the fleeting away of your life. When the psalmist saw this gripping reality, in his distress, in that need, he cries out to the Lord, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee." And the reality of life, with its sin and with its disappointments, with its fruitful and barren years, health and sickness, riches and poverty, this gripping certainty of the brevity of life is realized and experienced. This morning, the Lord reminds us through his word, to the psalmist of 102, of his... Also the Apostle James speak and ask the question, what then is your life? And the answer is, it is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Of which Isaac Watts once wrote, time like an ever-flowing stream bear all its sins away. They fly. Forgotten as a dream. Congregation, this is who we are. You and I. Our life, maybe we encounter changes, some good, some not so good. Our life is fleeting, our life is brief. As Psalm 90 attests, for all our days are passed away. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years, even 70 or 80, it is soon cut off. And then, you and I, you'll stand alone before the Lord, before God's judgment seat. Our second thought, what we need. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, for thou remainest the same. Young people, what does it mean? The Lord is the same, the unchangeable. Let me illustrate this. A weak example, but let me illustrate it. There is a river through the mountains, winding and winding and winding through the mountain range. And on that winding river, there are several boats with people. And because of the winding nature of that river through the mountains, those people do not always see one another. And at times they do not know even what the next turn will bring. And sometimes they change their minds what they expected to see, but what they will see in reality, what when they are in the next turn, what it will bring them. But when you stand on one of the mountains and you see the entire winding river and you see the people on the boats on that river, you are the same. And you know what windings and turns the river make. And you see each person at the same distance from you, from either side of the mountain. Even when those people do not experience your presence, it does not change you. You remain the same. Weak example, but with reference, this is the Lord God. He remains the same. He is ever close to his people. He oversees their lives. Maybe a life with winding and turns. Verse 19, for he, that's the Lord, he looks down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. And maybe you say this morning, but I do not experience that right now. If you know what goes on in my life, maybe you have to say, windings and turns in my life. But does that change the Lord? The Lord of which the psalmist also testifies, verse 12, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance to all generations. Thy years, not days, thy years are throughout all generations. Even when the psalmist have to say of the universe, the stars and the heavens, and usually they are examples of stability and unchangeableness, stars that shine for hundreds of years, so clear and visible in the night, same place, same position in the universe. Of that example of unchangeableness, the psalmist has to say in verse 26, they shall perish, yea, all of them shall wax old like garment, as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. And in the midst of even the changes of the universe, the psalmist may say in verse 27, but thou shalt endure, but thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The Lord also this morning is unchangeable. As he says in his word, for I am the Lord, I change not. And therefore, there is a place of refuge by him. He is that unchangeable rock. For a people that change so often, for a psalmist who is afflicted, overwhelmed, cries out to the Lord when he realizes that his life is far from stable, but it withers and vanishes and passes away, but also may testify that his only hope is rock solid hope. But thou, Lord, shall endure forever. But thou art the same. You know what that means? It's like a wood chopper. He shakes the tree and cuts the tree. But then he sees a bird, and every time when he shakes the tree and that needs to be chopped, the bird escapes to the next tree, and to the next, and to the next, and no rest. Till the wood chopper is ready to cut the last tree, and the bird escapes and flies to in een rok en fijn vest. This is the Lord. Lord, maybe in some of your Bibles with capital letters, that is the faithful, covenant keeping Jehovah. He is the same. He is the same. From generation to generation, forever and ever. This rock of ages, this only rock of which can be said, rock of ages. Oh, that the prayer might be, let me hide myself in thee. As the psalmist says in 62, he only. Bring people nothing else, eh? He only is my rock and my salvation. This is the Lord, of which the psalmist testified, but thou art the same, the unchangeable. And congregation, let us not forget, he is then unchangeable in his promises. Yes, also for an afflicted one, as we find here in Psalm 102. In his promises he is unchangeable. Before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I, says this ever faithful God, I will hear. He is unchangeable in his love. For I, says the Lord, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. Then he is unchangeable in his nearness. For he has said, I will not leave thee, neither I will forsake thee. But he is also unchangeable, young people, in his judgment. As we read in God's word, but the wicked are like a troubled sea, when it cannot rest. And there is no peace, says my God, to the wicked. And just the psalmist in 102, when the brevity and the changes of life grips him and is afflicted and overwhelmed and cries to the Lord who is the unchangeable one, who is from everlasting to everlasting the same. He is the only hope and rest for the psalmist. And maybe you listen this morning and you wonder. You think, this is what I need. Will it be well with me? To rest upon that only rock, Christ and him alone. Not only a doctrinal knowledge of the divine immutability, but a personal comfort that God is the same. While I am so changeable, and life can be at times overwhelming, and at times of affliction, to know that rock of ages for the numbered days of my life. A congregation, that comfort can be received, is freely offered also this morning. This one thing necessary can be obtained, Christ. And the psalmist knew of this. As he prayed in the midst of his affliction and overwhelming, in pouring out his heart before for the Lord, seeing his urgent condition and the brevity of life, when he set his hope upon this immutable, unchangeable, faithful and everlasting Lord of the covenant, of whom the psalmist cries out and says in verse 17, but this Lord, this unchangeable Lord, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Now will the Lord then hear. And how can we receive what we need? And this brings us by chapter 1 of the Epistle of the Hebrews. Young people, remember, by reading the New Testament, you see the riches of the Old Testament. But more, in reading the New Testament, you begin to see Christ in the Old Testament. I see. And the apostle opens the Epistle of the Hebrews, and the Lord shows us who Christ is. He is more excellent than the angels. Christ, the apostle says, is more excellent than Moses. The apostle said, for the excellency of Christ. And how does he do that in chapter 1? Immediately, the apostle points to 6 portions of scripture of the Old Testament. And in particular, just that by referring to the book of Psalms. If you go back to Hebrews 1 and you read verse 5, the apostle refers to Psalm 2, verse 7. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. When you read verse 6 in Hebrews 1, the apostle refers to Psalm 97. And let all the angels of God worship him. And verse 7, the apostle refers to Psalm 104. And in verse 8, to Psalm 45. And verse 13, Psalm 110. But then, also the verses 10 to 12 of Hebrews 1, the apostle cites the verses 26, 27, and 28 of Psalm 102. And we read, and thou, Lord, referring to Christ, now to Christ, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as this a garment, and as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. So the apostle is setting for the excellency of Christ. Cites also Psalm 102, and says, thou remainest, and thou art the same. This congregation, Psalm 102 speaks of the Messiah, of the Christ. In Psalm 102 we can say, the one that prays in distress, who experienced the brevity of life, the psalmist is a type of Christ. Christ, who in the most deepest sense, much more than the psalmist, much more than you and me ever have been, overwhelmed. Christ, who was overwhelmed in the Garden of Gethsemane, was afflicted in judgment at Gabbatha, and cried out and poured out his complaints at Golgotha, but had to experience his prayer was not regarded, neither heard by his Father. For who? For who? The psalmist also speaks for whom? Verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor, yea, the set time is come. This is the unchangeable God who is the same. Can and shall meet fallen, changeable, afflicted, overwhelmed people, meet people such as you and I, only and because for the sake of Christ. And this is the wonder of the gospel of grace this morning. With all the changes in your life, with the realization of the brevity of life, with the uncertainties of life, and maybe in the loneliness of being alone in life, the unchangeable, faithful, keeping Lord, the everlasting one, in Christ, has mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yet the set time is come. And in Christ, there is mercy, grace, and forgiveness. And in Christ, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. Oh, congregation, then to rest for time and for eternity in this unchangeable God for Christ's sake, who also this morning invites earnestly, willingly, readily, come to me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I, says this ever faithful Christ, this unchangeable Christ, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest in him and him alone. But thou, O Lord, remainest the same. He is the same. Also now, at the right hand of the Father, as he remains and is the same, as he is concerned with the cares and concerns of his children. And he is the same, the everlasting and faithful one who intercedes for his children also now. And he is the same even now, this morning, when he looks down from the height of his sanctuary, in this sanctuary, from heaven, that the Lord behold and sees you, sees his people, sees an afflicted one, sees an overwhelmed one. He is the same and hears your cry. He is the groaning of the prisoner, says the psalmist in verse 20. And he regards the prayer of the destitute in our midst. And he does not despise your prayer. But thou art the same. And so it was for the psalmist of old. And so it is now. For who we are, life is short and full of changes, unexpected changes. And for what we need is God's unchangeableness, God's unchangeable comfort in the midst of times of adversity and disappointments and discouragement, discomfort. But thou art the same. But thou, Lord, shall endure forever. And so it is now, in Christ alone, in his steadfast love, in his faithfulness, and in his forgiveness, and to see and to know and to experience even this morning discomfort, but thou, Lord, remains the same. He remains the same for Christ's sake. And that alone presents mercy and grace. And that alone provides comfort and hope, and provokes courage and faith. And for Christ's sake, and his same remaining faithfulness, O congregation, that offers a safe anchor in the storms of life, It offers perseverance for the battles of life. It provides patience for the cares of life. It offers strength for the burdens of life. It provides light for the shadows of life. And it extends an hope for the end of life. But thou, Lord, remains the same. Amen. Congregation, let us sing of Psalter 272, the first stanzas. Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry have a ready access unto thee. When in distress to thee I fly, I hide not thou thy face from me. Psalter 272, the first stanzas. Let us end with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank thee for thy word this morning, that in the maybe at times unexpected changes in our lives and what is going on in our life and the brevity of life and the fleeting away and passing by of our lives, that thou art the same forever. Lord, that thy word truly might offer us a safe anchor in our life, that it might comfort us and give hope, courage, and faith in thee, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, even today, this morning, and forever. Lord, bless thy word to all our hearts, that it may direct our lives to thee, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the only rock of salvation in our lives. Be with us in this day. Grant us a day of rest, a Shabbat, to rest in thee and in thy word. And we pray this in the forgiveness of our sins, in speaking and in listening. But we pray for Christ's sake alone. Amen.